Somebody you knew on a boat, you come to Australia with? I wouldn't have minded, and he did. So, he ended up in Australia.
But wasn't the story where he wended his way home again and came back in the house and his mother said, "Where have you been?" And, "Oot!"
Well, I think that's a very good story, you know, just the off you go and then come back, no commentary, no statement, nothing.
It's road words and so on. It's after 9 o'clock. But son of a house had gone off to sea anyway. And the letter came back after some considerable time. And his mother couldn't read, so she went to Niba to read the letter. And the letter contained roughly that he'd been round Cape Horn or at Valparaiso. For some reason, he'd been in an hospital in London, but he'd be coming home very shortly with a commercial packet. So, somebody later on came to his mother and says, "What news for Chalk?" But poor and indifferent news. He'd been at the point of the horn on the back of the right point of the horn on the back of the razor, been a horsey prick in London, and he's going home for the opportunity with his actual stab it.
Right.
We're getting rude now.
So back to, I've distracted you from your saying about what folk were making and things like that, like all of these different things, but...
I'm willing to that, right? I'm for school there. Of course, in football, you have to decide which end to play. It's usually done by toss of a coin. Of course, there are no coins there. So any stone, bracelet, flatten two sides, spit on one side, throw it up, with a rye.
You still did that.
Did you? The football was popular, I remember you saying that. It was a popular game at the school. I suppose what the girls would do, of course they'd have their separate...
Oh, they were playing with the goals and things like that.
Oh yes, I know what that is.
But another thing there's always debate as to how the rugby ball can be an oval ball. And a man told me, now no longer there, but I think he'd played with the ball, now being rude again, but the ball would be made of a ram's scrotum doused with horsehair. Well, it's an oval ball. The similar part of a bull.
Yes, indeed.
Well, local materials and so on. We've got another subject now.
Well, it's just, this is sparking off some ideas. You're making.
Trinley pins.
Oh, yes.
Did I tell you about that?
You did, but I don't know if you said it.
Oh, well, it was various ones. You had the crutches and spades and guns and singles and tens. The point was you held them in your hand and dropped them on the table. And the ones you would take out then without disturbing the rest were added to your score.
And were they always like that? Were they always those shapes?
Well,
or it was just what somebody fancied?
I made that set.
Oh, did you? Look at this now. That's a magnificent photograph. Isn't it?
McKenzie,
yeah. So I see we're just looking at straw work here then. That rope making?
Simmons, yes.
Of course, that's what you'd have to use. There wouldn't be much else to be using apart from the straw or the heather.
For thatching and so on.
Yeah, it wouldn't be much in the way of hemp or anything like that.
Horn spoons, and the thing for making horn spoons, and this spoon is very bad with the whistle being made in the handle.
Yeah. Simmons, well into the 50s, we can get that pictures for the stack making competitions. Somebody cast with Simmons.
Just woven straight in. So this is the point, though. Folk would have had to make all of this kind of thing. The spoons, the ropes, everything, really.
A fully horn spoon is grand for hot soup. That's a wooden ladle. And
yes,
that,
I was
just wondering. For lifting butter out of the kiln.
Yeah. So that's just been whittled out then?
Aye.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. No.